Land-grant universities. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, the land-grant university system has long served as the fundamental core for agricultural research and information. But National Institute for Food and Agriculture Administrator Sunny Ramaswamy explains that the mission has evolved over time, starting with the Morrill Act of 1862 that said all young people ought to have a foundation of the humanities and trained in military leadership. However, it is the third mission of that act that has proved to be the key foundation of the universities for the past 150 years.
Practical education, hands-on learning in the agricultural and mechanical arts.
Ramaswamy adds that those efforts have been expanded over the years, starting in 1887 with the Hatch Act.
And the Hatch Act results in the creation of agricultural experiment stations. They were co-located at these land-grant colleges that were in existence, where the federal government provides funding to each of the states, and again, the states have to match that, and that funding is utilized to discover new knowledge about production agricultural practices, about home economics, about nutrition, financial literacy, and things of that nature, and raising families and youth and children, etc.
And then in 1914, the creation of the Cooperative Extension Service.
And the idea was to take this knowledge that's being generated, discovered at these experiment stations, at these land-grant colleges, translate that knowledge into innovations, and deliver it to the end users. These are the farmers and ranchers and the moms and pops, to deliver that knowledge, those innovations, to serve as solutions to the problems that they're facing.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.